This morning, with just over 4 weeks to go until Election Day, we look at the Massachusetts U.S. Senate race and the future of Senator Elizabeth Warren. This story is one of a series looking at candidates running for top offices in the state. Warren upped the ante last weekend when, on the campaign trail at a town hall event in Holyoke, she finally acknowledged what many people thought they knew: a 2020 presidential run might be in the offing.
After November 6th, I will take a hard look at running for president.
But first, Warren still faces her Republican Senate challenger, Jeff Diehl, a state representative who served as Donald Trump's campaign co-chair in Massachusetts in the 2016 election. In conversation with WBUR, Warren made it clear her chief strategy is linking Diehl to Donald Trump.
Jeff Diehl has hugged Donald Trump since Trump first arrived on the presidential scene. Jeff Diehl thinks that there should be offshore drilling, which would put Massachusetts fishermen and Massachusetts tourism industry at terrible risk. He's part and parcel of what's wrong in this country right now.
At the moment, Warren leads Jeff Diehl by a big margin, 26 points, according to a recent WBUR Mass Inc. poll. She has an even bigger lead over the independent candidate, Shiva Iyadure. If she plans to use the Senate race to convince Democrats nationally that she'll be a powerhouse presidential candidate, she'll need to thrash both candidates, including Diehl. So says Tufts University professor, political analyst Jeff Berry.
I think she's looking for at least a 15, maybe a 20-point victory over Jeff Diehl. There are a lot of Republicans in Massachusetts, even though we think of ourselves as a solidly blue state. And I think we ought to expect something in that magnitude.
Jeff Diehl is trying to fight back, criticizing Warren for looking ahead to a presidential bid, saying Massachusetts deserves a senator devoted full-time to the state. He's not alone. In a recent Boston Globe Suffolk University poll, 58% of likely Massachusetts voters said they didn't think she should run for president. We heard some of that when in Holyoke last weekend, Maria Rocco of Granby told us she adores Warren and would back her for president.
For me, she's like a shining light.
But then Rocco added, a presidential bid would be a little bittersweet.
It's her choice, obviously. I would love to see a woman like her as a president. But at the same time, I don't want to lose her as my senator. And I think she can still do a lot of good.
Some political observers think Elizabeth Warren has been gearing up for a presidential bid for years. Her talking points are largely nationally focused. In conversation with WBUR, you can hear how Warren's rap against Donald Trump, the president's agenda, and the GOP tax cuts is pretty well honed.
The fundamental question is, who does government work for? Republicans have made clear who they think government should work for. They all got together a little while back and passed a tax giveaway of $1.5 trillion to go to giant corporations and to billionaires. The Republicans think it ought to work for those who've already made it. I think it ought to work for everyone else.
Senator Warren's current signature issue is the federal anti-corruption package she introduced in August to address what she calls a public cancer. Among its other requirements, presidential candidates would have to disclose years of tax returns, which Donald Trump hasn't done. She has. It would also set a lifetime ban on lobbying by presidents and other top officials and stop them from benefiting from their public positions.
I believe that congressmen and senators should not be trading in individual stocks at the same moment that they're writing laws that will affect the value of those stocks. I get it. This corruption bill will not make me popular among many of my colleagues, and I don't care. Either we believe in democracy or we don't.
However, political analyst Jeff Berry thinks all this might be just a sideshow if Warren does run for president.
I think Elizabeth Warren is a strong contender within the Democratic Party. She's very popular among Democrats who are really, really angry, very popular among women. If Elizabeth Warren wins the nomination for the president, this will be the gender battle of the century.
What do you mean by that?
The race will not be so much blue against red, but women against men.
But Berry also thinks a gender-based presidential race won't worry Donald Trump.
Donald Trump would relish the chance to run against Elizabeth Warren in a general election campaign. He believes that her left-leaning policies would be a liability in a general election. He also gets the chance, if he takes on Warren, to battle the Me Too movement, the women's movement, and in his mind, he'll stomp on it.
However, Barry believes Warren has some stomping in her, too. He thinks she's pugnacious, an asset, he says, against a pugnacious president.
Well, she's a fighter, and I think that's what the Democrat voters will like about her, that she's going to take on Donald Trump. She's not going to be a moderate voice, but an angry voice, and one that's going to give as well as get.
And we heard that from Warren in Holyoke, political outrage driven by the defiant Senate testimony of President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh.
This is about power. This is about who's got it and who doesn't plan to let go of it. So I'll tell you this. Today, I am angry, and I own it.
She told the crowd anger in a man is accepted, but it's not accepted in a woman. And that, she said, should change.
I plan to use that anger. And here's how. Tick-tock, tick-tock. 38 days until the midterms.
And now, just 32 days to midterm election day, November 6th. WBUR's Wilder Fleming and Bob Schaefer produced this story. I'm Bob Oakes.